There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right. Nicole Shanahan is going to be RFK Jr.'s vice presidential pick. I can tell you a lot about her. But as the event started, I'm looking here. It is not start. Anyway, she's from the Bay Area. And I know a lot about her. I could tell you 55 things you might want to and need to know about her. Raised on welfare, single-parent household, Oakland, California, daughter of a Chinese immigrant. She went on for a successful career, patent lawyer, entrepreneur, marrying into Uber wealth after meeting the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin, at a yoga festival. What the hell is a yoga? Do you know what a yoga festival is?
It's where very flexible people go and celebrate each other's flexibility.
Okay. It's a celebration
of flexibility. You are welcome,
America. No, there's a mixed martial artist I know that is amazing at it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, yoga is phenomenal. I do it 3-4 times a week. I love it. It's awesome. But what people do when they go to yoga festivals with their body is beyond. That's not regular yoga like what I'm doing for a half an hour. These people can stretch beyond the limits. It's ridiculous.
Listen, Sensei has made me plank, and I'm like, oh, man, this
sucks.
You
must be great at that.
I'm actually not bad at it, but I don't like it. It's like doing burpees. Who the hell wants to do that?
No, I don't do burpees. No. Mm-mm. I'm too weak.
Anyway, so she ends up a very, very wealthy woman. She's been married, divorced twice. I'm not getting into the specifics of it, but amassed a fortune in the tech sector. I'm not against people being successful. Has become philanthropic and a political player, leading donor behind RFK Jr.'s unexpected Super Bowl ad in February. Emerged as a top contender for VP after a few days of speculation that maybe it's going to be Aaron Rodgers or what's his name from Deadliest Catch, Mike Rowe. I'm like, no, it's not. Or, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura. I really wanted Jesse. I was pulling for Jesse. I wanted Jesse just for the sheer entertainment value he would bring to it, because he's not the same guy he was when he was governor. I'll tell you that. He's kind of crazy these days. Anyway, long story short, here's my take on it. I think that probably she was chosen because she can finance the campaign. Is that terrible to say?
Yes.
You think it is terrible?
Yes.
Why? Because I'm not the only one that's been saying it. I've read it in numerous places.
We're not
places.
Talking about everybody else. You just said, is it a terrible thing to say? I said, yes.
Why is that a terrible thing to say? Do you think it's true?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I would say, well, perhaps she has some technical prowess. Perhaps she can help with promotion.
Technical prowess.
Social media. You know, she might have an in
social
there.
Media. Okay. What background and experience does she have?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know
she's
going to
be picked VP.
I don't know anything about this woman. I would not vote for her for vice president. I would vote for, you know, my dog Winston over her. I don't know her. You know, Winston, I know him. He's a good dog, you know, but at the end of the day, RFK at least is trying something
Well,
different.
Let me serve her a compliment. I mean, she grew up in a single family parent household. Mother raised her and her brother, low income, on welfare. She said she remembers her mother being ashamed to use food stamps, asking her brother to leave the store so that they wouldn't watch her using them. She grew up, she said she only had two T-shirts that fit her. I love this story about her. I do too.
I think it's awesome. It's a, and honestly,
the American
Sean,
dream.
Where are we coming from? Right? The community.
Exactly.
When the community is in the community.
Yeah, I got so, okay.
You know,
that's a low bar.
This is the benchmark.
Important. That's a very low bar. From so many incredible leaders. For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community.
I can't take it, and I have too much to get to. She did say that school was the one reliable thing I had in my life. There's nothing here except an impressive resume and life story, which I think is compelling, that tells me she has any clue about being the vice president. Nobody's ever heard her name in the political world before. I do like her life story, her personal story, but I will tell you the fact that she funded that football ad at the Super Bowl and everything in between, you know, makes me suspicious that maybe money had something to do with this. I don't know. I mean, because apparently she's extraordinarily wealthy, which is great. But short of that, you know, tell me what she has done since she, you know, that would qualify her to be vice president. I don't know. I don't see anything. Here's what the most interesting part of RFK's run now is now become is Biden's team is so freaked out about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his impact on the election. They have now built an entire operation, according to Axios, dedicated to attacking Kennedy. And those contrasting approaches are now coming into focus because he's polling better than any independent candidate since Ross Perot did in 92. And now he is facing real scrutiny, which he deserves to face. I know that some conservatives have been intrigued by him, but the last interview I had with him did not go particularly well on his behalf because I challenged him. I said, beyond these three issues about what he says about immigration and what he says about men playing in women's sports, and obviously everybody knows him best for his position on immunization, and probably more conservatives than liberals were more skeptical, and studies have shown this, than the left on the issue of COVID and the vaccines. Okay, those positions of Robert F. Kennedy, there's the three issues that might appeal to conservatives. Might. Maybe they do. But this is a guy that is the most radical environmentalist I've ever seen in my life. When you read the background and the narrative that he has been pushing his entire life, then you look at his political history. He has supported every radical left-wing Democratic presidential candidate in history. That's his life's history. Not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that's where he stands. So naturally, Biden's campaign, the DNC, have now had to dedicate a team of staffers and consultants to diminish Kennedy. The DNC is arguing that RFK Jr. is a stalking horse for Trump. He's not doing anything for Donald Trump, that I can tell you, who shares mega donor Tim Mellon with the former president. But anyway, the White House also notes the Kennedy family isn't. I do feel bad for him. His entire family has turned against him and is now campaigning against him. I don't like that. Or maybe is that a red flag that we should pay attention to? What do they know about him that we don't know about him? Well, anyways, now in talks to run on the Libertarian Party presidential ticket, that could translate, you know, whatever popularity he has into becoming a near guaranteed choice on ballots in all 50 states. And, you know, although they're saying that the Libertarian Party chair spoke with Kennedy in recent weeks, and anyway, the two have been in contact. Kennedy's not a libertarian, but his presidential campaign was he wanted to be a Democratic presidential nominee. And the Libertarian Party has consistently made it on the ballot in all 50 states and D.C. And the Libertarian ticket has performed better on the presidential level when it has a candidate with high name recognition. But he's He's not. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal, left-wing, climate alarmist, religious, cultist Democrat. And I'm sure this person probably say. Anyway, this is Kennedy's wife. Okay, Kennedy's wife.
You hear what Bobby has to say.
Carol Hines. Curb your enthusiasm.
It's a very exciting day, and you will not be disappointed. One of the things that I love about Bobby, there are a lot. I won't spend the day naming them, but one of the things that I truly respect about him, I have watched him and continue to watch him inspire people of all different parties to come together for the greater good of this country. Yeah. So when you look around you, you're probably going to see Republicans, Democrats, Independents, all gathered together to see what we have in common and how we can work together. And that's what Bobby's all about, and that's who he is, and that's what he's doing. And America is listening and is inspired. All right, I think we should just do it. Are you ready to hear from Bobby? Are you at all interested to hear from the new VP pick? Okay. Well, let's make a lot of noise. I want to really hear how enthusiastic you are about this. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my love, for the next president of the United States, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Start out, first of all, for thanking all of you and thanking Oakland and thank all of you for being here today. I also want to thank the tribal chiefdoms, the Muwekli Ohlone tribe, and the chairwoman of the tribal council for endorsing me today, for putting their faith in me. And they know, the Muwekma Ohlone tribe. Oh, and they know very much that this struggle for indigenous rights has consumed a lot of my life, my personal and my professional life, and that this work is going to continue when we are in the White House. The Muwekma Ohlones are one of the many tribes that were decertified during the 1950s and 1960s, and these tribes need to be re-legitimized, and that's something that I will do as soon as I get in the White House.
All right, we're just going to take a break here, and we already know who the pick is, Nicole Shanahan, and we'll get back, and so we'll get your reaction throughout the program as well. But he's a Democrat. Trust me. I know his record. Listen, Linda, I know how passionate you are about preborn. Why don't you tell people, especially this Holy Week, I mean, people are really more reflective in terms of life and what matters the most.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and you know, Preborn has been a wonderful sponsor on the show. And I think, you know, we're trying to show people a little bit of a different angle here, right? Like, we want to give people choices. We want to give people options. And the government doesn't give you that. It takes your money. It gives it to Planned Parenthood. it doesn't go where they say it's going to go. People aren't going there for mammograms and cancer, you know, searches. They're getting abortions there. And preborn is a different option where you donate. They don't get any federal funding. And they're giving moms the option of finding out what the other choices are, right? They support them for a year out. They give them diapers and milk and all these other things and help them, you know, with formula. And then they show them, hey, you don't have to have an abortion. You can have another choice. You can choose life. And in this land of like, be anything you want, we're the woke ideologists. Well, why not be a mom? Why not be a dad? Why not be a parent? And that's what preborn is giving you. It's giving you something else to hold on to. So we just keep telling everybody to go to preborn.com. Find out these stories, see these women, you know, these different women that have chosen life, especially Holy Week. You know, we're coming up on Easter Sunday and Passover.
Anyway, if you want to donate securely, #250 keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
At 9 p.m., do you know where your president is?
I don't know.
Yep, he's sound asleep in his bed with not a care in the world. Must be nice, Joe. The rest of us will keep working. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has given his speech. We know who the choice is. Great family, great background, great life story, but I don't really see any experience that would say that Nicole Shanahan has the leadership to become the president of the United States and be but one heartbeat away from being the president, because that's the job. It is fascinating to watch that the people attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the most, Democrats. Let me tell you where that's coming from. That is a clear indication that polling is showing that most people rightly see Kennedy as a liberal Democrat. Okay, there's a couple of positions that maybe are unique being a liberal Democrat in this environment, but he's part of the climate alarmist religious cult. He's got far left positions on pretty much everything. He's voted for every left wing radical for president in the modern era. I mean, what else do you need to know? I mean, his own family is mad because they think it's going to hurt Joe Biden. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the Libertarian Party. I don't really see any need to take this any further until he actually finally makes the announcement. We get to hear a little bit from Shanahan. We'll do that probably in the next half hour. And we'll get to the other news of the day. Looks like Ronna McDaniel is out at MSDNC. The inmates running the asylum over there have successfully had a coup. God forbid they have a dissenting voice at NBC News. The lunatics went insane last night. We'll play it for you straight ahead.